Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless. Mercies of God. And then it's good to be in your presence tonight. I thank God to be the house of the Lord where there is a kindred spirit felt in amongst his people. I'm looking tonight in an Old Testament scripture. We're looking in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 4. And I want to read a verse of scripture there. And I want to look in the New Testament book of Colossians chapter number 1. Bibles and want to turn there with me, you'd be welcome to. Colossians chapter 1, and then we'll be also looking into 1 Samuel chapter 4. If you are able and would like to stand tonight for the reading of God's Word, I would invite you to do so. We'll read together and then pray once again, ask God's blessing upon the service tonight. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 23, we'll read a few verses of scripture. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature that is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Thank God for the hope of the gospel. The Bible says in verse 24, we sung a little bit about the hope of the gospel tonight, about the hope is, one part of it is that there is a better world to come. We're just passing through this land. We go on in verse 24, the Bible says, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Let's pause our reading there and look at the verse of scripture in 1 Samuel chapter number 4. The word of the Lord said, and the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they had joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines. And they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people were come to the camp, the elders of Israel said, wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. Let's bow for prayer. Father, Lord, we do thank you again, Lord, for the day you've given us, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy upon us tonight. We appreciate, Lord, the reading of your word and how precious that it is. Lord, I do ask tonight, God, according to your will, that you would manifest yourself to us tonight. I pray, God, for sinners tonight, that you would deal with them accordingly. I pray for the prodigal tonight, God, that if they're away in a far land way, I pray tonight they would have a stomach full of Lord, of the slop and the hog pen and come back to you. Show them tonight, God, your open arms of mercy. And I pray tonight, God, for the saint of God, Lord, that you would be with us tonight and encourage your people. Help us to look to you, the author and finish of our faith. Lord, I do confess before you tonight and before this congregation that I have no power of myself. Lord, I'm asking and pleading tonight, Lord, according to your riches and glory, according to, Lord, to your riches of grace tonight, out of thine abundance would you please tonight, Lord, bless us for your glory's sake. Lord, I pray you would pour through us as a channel tonight to affect the body. I pray most of all, Lord, as we look to you, Lord, that you, Lord, I pray would exalt Christ in and through us tonight. May he be lifted up, Lord, tonight. Thank you once again for this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you can be seated tonight. We find in 1 Samuel a battle is taking place. And matter of fact, all throughout the Old Testament, even in the New Testament, there are all sorts of battles. And even in the life of a believer, I remember that I wasn't saved very long until I faced and encountered my first battle. Now we understand that the battles that we do face in the walk of faith with the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the book of Ephesians, we understand that the battle that we face are spiritual battles. The Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And so the battles that we face are not against one another, are not against someone in the physical realm, but it is a spiritual battle. And what we find here in the Word of God is that Israel has gone out one more time to fight against the Philistines. The Bible says clearly that Israel has camped against a place called Ebenezer. Yeah, and we know the meaning of this is, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." And so we find that the Philistines have camped over against Aphek. And as these two people groups have come together to battle, one is on one side and one is on the other, as oftentimes in the scriptures, the battle that they often fall is recorded in the same manner. And then at a certain time, they would come down and fight on the battlefield. And on this particular day, what has taken place is that Israel has lost the battle. When they leave, when the day of fighting is done, there are 4,000 soldiers, men of Israel, that are lying dead on the battlefield. They come back to the camp of Israel, the elders, those that are of wisdom, those that are of aged men. The elders said, "Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines?" It looks to me like they could have said, "Why did the Philistines defeat us in battle?" For it was that they were fighting against the Philistines. But the questions that these aged elders have put forth, and it's been recorded for our purposes tonight, is this: "Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us before the Philistines?" In other words, tonight there is an understanding here in the camp of Israel from these elders that it is God that gives victory, and it is God that gives the loss. I want you to understand tonight, as we look into the Word of God, that God is in control of the battlefield.
Amen.
I don't know what state you've come to the house of God tonight. I don't know what battle you face in your own personal life. There's many of you that I do not even know your name. But I want to remind you tonight, as you look at maybe your current situation or your current circumstance, that God is in control of the battlefield.
Yes, sir.
And oftentimes, what we deem as a loss, God perceives it in other light. And so, God has always been in control of the battlefield. I remember the battle that I wrestled and faced with God, as God began to convict me of my sin as a young teenage boy, that there on the battlefields of my heart, there was a battle going on. It was the Spirit of God calling me unto sanctification, and within my heart that there was a want to come to God. But there was an underlying principle that I was a sinner. And I had committed sin. I had broken the law of God. The commandments that God had put down: "Thou shalt not steal, Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not, all those. There were some things in my own heart that I had broken the laws of God. Thou shalt obey thy, and honor thy father and mother. I had as a child, broken that commandment. And so there, as the preacher preached that night, it was as if I was the only one in the room to whom he was preaching to. And there was a battle going on the inside of my heart. From the outward, from the outside show, I was seemingly a good young boy. I was raised in church. I had gone to the house of God all my life. And my mama was a Sunday school teacher. Daddy was involved heavenly in the house of God, but yet on that night it was as if God found me where I was. And the scripture reminds me even this, when there is another battle. It's the king of Israel has joined arms in 2 Kings chapter number 6, has joined up with the king of Judah. And at this time, the Syrians are lined up in array against them. And they go out to battle. And the king of Israel has put on a type of disguise. And he has covered himself up and tried to make it so that nobody would understand who he was. And so he goes out in the battle. He's wearing the same garments like what all the rest of them have. He's wearing on common soldiers' garments. All the other soldiers are wearing, all the other soldiers are wearing exactly what they are used to fighting in. And so he has taken off his kingly robe. He's taken off his kingly garments and has tried to disguise himself. He's tried to blend in just like all of the rest of the soldiers on the battlefield. And as they're out there fighting, as they're out there in the heat of the battle, there are swords clinging, there are shields being raised, there are spears flying. The Bible says there was a certain man who peradventure drew a bow. And there's just some man off to the side somewhere, and he just drew a bow and shot an arrow out in the middle of this battle scene. And I want you to understand tonight that God is in control of the battlefield. Yes, this arrow is flying through the air. And as the prophet had prophesied concerning the king of Israel, that he would die, and then later the dogs would lick his blood there in the streets. And so as he's out there fighting in the battlefield, the arrow is flying. Nobody knows where the king of Israel is. Nobody knows he's wearing the same clothes as what the rest of the soldiers have on. But that arrow found its lodging place as a small piece of armor opened up when he was bent a certain way, and it smote him in the ribs. And he sunk down the chariot, and he told his driver, "Take us out of the battle, for I have been wounded." And we know later on that he died. And when they was washing out the chariot, his blood ran in the street. And just as the man of God said, the dogs come and lick his blood.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that he should give his only son to make a rich his treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. I hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.